The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 13, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 19, 1973, in London, England.
As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
This simple thing, they cannot understand. Therefore, it is mentioned here, dhira sattanam. Dhira means sober, cool-headed man. And just the opposite is adhira. Adhira means third class, fourth class man, or rascals. Adhira. Dhira means sober, just like the exact translation is gentleman, dhira. And those who are not gentlemen, uncultured, uneducated, rascal, they cannot understand. Otherwise, where is the difficulty? How plainly, how easily explain that kumara yovanam jana? There are three stages, kumara. Up to 15th year, it is called kumara. And then from 16th year, it begins youthful life up to 40th. Then after 40, one becomes jara, old man. Primarily old man and later on. Say, 40 to 50, primarily old man. After 50, he's old man. Therefore, it is advised, panchasodham bhanam vrajet. Panchas means 50. Urdham, 51, and rest of the days, maybe 100 years, but not, that is not possible nowadays, maybe 70, 80, at most, somebody lives 1995, 100 years, although the limit, nowadays nobody lives. Those who are dhira, gentlemen, sober-headed, cool-headed, they can understand that I have changed my bodies. When I was a boy, up to 15th year, I remember how I was playing, I was jumping, then I became young man, how I was enjoying my life with friends and families. Now I am old man. I am means my body. Dehina. Dehi and dehina. Dehi means the proprietor of the body, owner of the body. And deha means the body. In the previous verse, Krishna said that all of us, you, me, and all these soldiers and kings who are present here, we existed in the past, we are existing now, and we shall continue to exist in the future. This was the statement. But rascals would say that how I was existing, I was born only in such and such year, before that, I was not existing. At the present time existing, that's all right, but as soon as I die, I will not exist. Now Krishna says that I was, both all of us, we are existing, we are still existing, and we shall continue to exist. Is that contradictory? No, that is not contradictory. It is fair we were existing maybe in different body, and we shall continue to exist in different body. Dehantara prat. This is the to be understood. Not that my existence. The example is given. Dehantara, just like I was boy, then I became young man. So the body changed. Now I have become old man. The body changed, but I am existing. The upper part of the body. So where is the difficulty to understand? Dehina means of the proprietor. The body is changing. I can understand that body, my body has changed. So next life, the body may change. May not, it will change, but I may not remember. That is another thing. Just like in my last life, what was my body, I do not remember. So forgetfulness is our nature. Because I forget something, that does not mean the things did not take place. No. In my childhood I did so many things, I do not remember. But my father, mother who has seen my childhood, they remember. So forgetting does not mean that things did not take place. Similarly, death means I have forgotten what was, what I was in the past life. That is called death. Otherwise, I, a spirit soul, I am not death. Suppose I change my dress. In my boyhood, I was in a different dress. In my youthhood, I was in a different dress. In my old age, or as a sannyasi, I am in a different dress. The dress may change. That does not mean the owner of the dress is dead or gone. No. This simple thing, transmigration of the soul, is explained. And individual, all of us, individual. There is no question of mixing together. Every one of us, individual. God is individual, we are also individual. That you have explained yesterday. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetanam. Only difference is that God does not change His body. I change my body. That is also in this material world. When I shall go to the spiritual world, there is no more change of body. Eternal. As Krishna has got His eternal body, Satchidananda vigraha, form, eternal blissful of knowledge. Similarly, when you go back to home, back to Godhead, then we get also similar body, Satchidananda, Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda, Vigraha. That is the difference. When Krishna comes, He does not change His body. In this material world, Krishna does not change, therefore His name is Achyuta. He never changes, He never falls down. Because He is the controller of Maya. And we are controlled by Maya. That is the difference. Material energy, we are controlled by the material energy. But Krishna is the controller of the material energy. Not only material energy, spiritual energy. All energies. Everything that we see, everything manifested, whatever we see, that is Krishna's energy. Just like heat and light is the energy of the sun. Similarly, Krishna's energies, there are many energies, but they have been divided principally into three. External energy, internal energy, and marginal energy. So we are living entities, we are marginal energy. Marginal means we may remain under the external energy or we may remain under the spiritual energy as we like. The independence is there. Jathat jathe chasi tathakuru. Whatever you like, you can do. Krishna gives this independence to Arjuna. After describing Bhagavad Gita, he said, yathechasi tatha kuru. He does not force. That is not good. Forceful thing will not stand. Just like we advise, rise early in the morning. This is advice. Not that I have to force everyone. That will force, I may force one day, two days. But if one does not practice it, then simple force is useless. So similarly, Krishna does not force anyone to leave this material world. We all conditioned soul, material world. We are under the influence of the material energy. Krishna comes here to deliver us from these clutches of material energy that you are suffering so much because you are part and parcel of Krishna or Krishna's son directly. And if the son is in difficulty, the father suffers also. Although father directly has no suffering. Suppose a son has become mad or nowadays hippie, the father is very sorry that my son is not living like a gentleman, he is living like a, what is called, wretch. So father is not happy. Similarly, we, the conditioned soul in this material world, we are suffering so much, living like wretches and rascals. So Krishna is not happy. Therefore he comes personally to teach us. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati tada atmanam sijamaham. So when Krishna comes, he comes in his original form. But unfortunately, we understand Krishna as one of us. He is one of us because his father, we are son, one of us. But he is the chief. Nitya nitya nam chetana chetana. He is more powerful, the most powerful, supreme powerful. We have got little power. That is the difference between Krishna. We cannot be equal. Nobody can be equal with Krishna or God or greater than him. Everyone under Krishna. Ekala Ishar Krishna Arsa Bhitta. Therefore, everyone is servant of Krishna. Krishna is the only master. Bhoktaram Jagadavasam, Sarvaloku Mahesav. I am the Indian energy, I am the proprietor. Krishna says, that is the fact. So, we are changing our body, but Krishna does not change. One should understand this. The proof is that Krishna says, Vedaham Samititani, he remembers past, present and future. Just like Krishna says, Arjuna, the fourth chapter you will find, Krishna says that this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, I spoke to the sun god some 40 millions of years ago. How he remembers? Because he does not change his body. This is simple fact. We do not remember because we are changing body every moment. That is medical science. We are changing the corpuscles of blood every second. The body is changing imperceptibly. Imperceptibly body is changing. Therefore the father, mother cannot understand how the body is changing imperceptibly. But third person, he becomes all of a sudden and sees the child has grown very big, he says, oh, he has grown so big, but the father and mother does not see that he has grown so big. Because he is always seeing, and change is taking place very imperceptibly, only every moment. Just like cinema, spool, the picture is changing. But it is changing in such a way, we are seeing that one man is dancing. But he is dancing means he is changing his body. He is changing his picture. Similarly, our body is also changing. But I am not changing, you are not changing, my body is changing. That is the awareness. Dehina svinja thadi, kumana jovanangjana, tatha dehantrikvati. So we are all individual souls and we are eternal, but because we are changing body, therefore the birth, death, old age, disease, these are calculations. So our Krishna consciousness movement means that to get out of this changing position, come to the permanent, because we are eternal, that should be the question. That everyone wants to live eternal. Nobody wants to die. Everyone. If I come before you with a revolver, I shall kill you. You shall immediately cry, because you do not want to die. This is not very good business, to die and take birth again. It is very troublesome. That I know imperceptibly. That if I die, I will have to take place again in the womb of the mother. And maybe nowadays mother killing the child within the womb. Then again another mother. This process is going on. So that trouble, being killed, to live within the womb of the mother, these things are very troublesome. We have got in the subconsciousness all this trouble. Therefore we do not want to die. Because we have to again accept another body. And the process of accepting the body is very long and very troublesome. We know all these things. Therefore we do not want to die. So therefore, the question is that I am eternal. And why I have been put into this temporary life? This is intelligent. This is the problem. But these rascals, they have set aside this real problem. They are thinking how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, how to defend. Even if you eat nicely, if you sleep nicely, but ultimately you will have to die. The problem is there. But they are careless about this real problem. They are very much alert in the temporary problem. The temporary problem, actually, there is no problem. The birth, beast, they also eat, sleep. They have sexual intercourse and they defend. If they know all these things without becoming a human being, without having sufficient education or so-called civilization, how to live, how to sleep, how to defend, if they can live, so what is your problem? These things are not problems. The Ruskin says overpopulation, these are not at all problems. The real problem is that I do not want to die. Why death comes takes place? This is real problem. But the Ruskins do not know it. They think these are problems, temporary things. He will live for 50 years and maybe that will be explained in the next verse. Matras par shastra kaunteya sridoshna sukhaduktada. It's like we are temporarily, we are faced with so many problems. Suppose there is severe cold. So, it is also a problem. We have to search out nice coat or fireplace, and these are problems. If they are not available, then we are in distress. These are problems also. But these problems are temporary. Severe cold, winter has come and it will go. That is not permanent problem. The permanent problem has been due to my ignorance. I am taking birth, I am accepting death, I am accepting disease, I am accepting old age. This is real problem. These are real problems. Therefore Krishna has said, Janma mittu janabhyadi dukkha dosha anudarsana. Actually those who are in knowledge, they should see all these four problems. Birth, death, old age and disease. So tatha dehantram prati, Krishna said we existed. we existed in a different body. Now we are existing in a different body. And in the future also, we shall all exist in a different body. Tatha dehantra prat. In this way, we are transmitting, migrating from one body to another. But we are existing. This is the seven substance of this verse. Dehina asmin jatha dehi kovanam jovanam jara tatha dehantra prati dhiratatamai. It is a very simple thing. Suppose a young man, changes his body, bodily symptoms, just like a boy has no moustaches or beard, but all of a sudden the hairs grow. Does he cry, "Oh, why am I growing here? Why am I growing?" Because that is the necessary change of body. Why should be perplexed? Why my body is changing? Similarly, my body is changing. This body to another body, I'm dying. Why should I be perplexed? The intelligence is that what kind of body I'm going to get. That is intelligence. Otherwise, why one should be perplexed? Dehantara prati. If you prepare yourself, just like in childhood, boyhood, if you prepare yourself nicely educated, then you get nice job, nice situation, you'll be happy. Preparation for the next life. Similarly, if you prepare yourself in this life for going back to home, back to garden, then where is perplexity? There's no perplexity. I'm going to Krishna, I'm going back to home, back to garden. Now I will have not to change material body. I will have my spiritual body. I shall now play with Krishna, dance with Krishna, eat with Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. Prepare yourself for the next life. Don't we? The people, the man, dying man cries because maybe he's dreaming next life, horrible life. Because according to karma, those who are very, very sinful, they cry because they see horrible scenes at the time of death. He's going to accept some type of body. But those who are pious, those who are devotees, they are dying without any anxiety. They are dying. The death may take place. The example is given that foolish people may say that you devotees, you are dying, and the sinful man or non-devotees, they are also dying. So where is the difference? No, there is difference. There is difference. This has been described by the example. Just like a cat catches its cub and catches the mouse. Formally we see that the cat has caught the mouse in the mouth and the cub also in the mouth, but they are a difference of catching. The cub is feeling pleasure, my mother is carrying me. And the mouse is feeling death knell, now I am going to die. This is the difference. So although a devotee is dying and non-devotee is dying, there is difference of feeling at the time of death. Like the mouse and the cow. And don't consider that both of them are dying in the same process. The process may be same, but the situation is different. Prattadeham punarjanma naiti, mamiti kaunteya. This is the formula is there. Krishna says, janma karma me dibbam jujanati tattva. See, simply if you try to understand what is Krishna, dibbam, they are all divine, transcendental, Krishna's activities, Krishna's appearance, Krishna's worship, Krishna's temple, Krishna's glories, everything transcendental. So, if one understands these things, or tries to understand, even he does not understand, tries to understand, then he becomes liberated from this process of birth and death. Krishna says, So we become very serious to understand Krishna and remain in Krishna consciousness. Then this problem, birth, death, old age and disease, will be solved automatically, very easily. There is no problem. That is the function of the human life. To understand that I am eternal. Krishna said that in the past we existed, in the present we are existing, and in the future we shall continue to exist. Then, why I have got this type of body by which I am actually, not actually, superficially, I am not existing. So this is the problem. A dhiro means, a sober man will think of this problem. I want to live. Why death takes place? I want to live very healthy life. Why disease comes? I don't want to become old man. Why old age comes? Janmamitru jarabhyaji. These are the problems. So solve this problem simply by taking to Krishna consciousness. Simply by understanding Krishna. And for understanding Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is there. So nicely explained. To make your life successful. That I am not this body. Simply by understanding, I am not this body. I am embodied within this body. Encased. But I am not this cage. Just like a bird is within the cage. The cage is not the bird. But foolish person, they are taking care of the cage, not of the bird. The bird, out of starvation, suffering. So we are suffering spiritual starvation. Therefore nobody is happy in this material world. It's spiritual starvation. Therefore you see, in an opulent country like America, enough food, enough residence, enough material enjoyment is still there becoming hippies all over the world. They are not satisfied because it is spiritual starvation. Materially we may be very opulent, but if you starve spiritually, you cannot be happy. This is the process. So spiritual rejuvenation required. Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this body. I am Brahma, spiritual soul. Then you will be happy. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kanga. Samas sarvesu. Then there will be equality, fraternity, brotherhood. Otherwise it is all bogus, simply high-sounding words. There cannot be all these things. Come to the spiritual platform. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na samas sarvesu bhuteshu. Then you can see equally. Otherwise you will see that I have become a human being, I have got my hands and legs, and the poor cow has no hands and legs, killing and eat. No, samatha, sarvesu bhuteshu. Asamata, unequality. Why? What right you have got to kill another animal? Because you have no vision of equality. For want of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, so-called education, culture, fraternity in this material world, all these are bogus humbug. Simply Krishna consciousness is the right subject matter to be studied by saints, sober, dhiro, then the society will be happy. Otherwise, no. Thank you very much.